Hey boo, let's chat. So first, how are you? I hope that as you're listening to this, you're in a good space. I hope that as this year is coming to a close, you are very motivated and inspired to finish the year strong, because I know I am. And in true end of the year fashion, I really want to take a trip down memory lane with you and recap some pivotal moments from this year. And of course, I hope that you're cozy, you're comfy, whether you're working, driving. But if you're at home, I encourage you to grab your coffee, grab your tea, grab some water, whatever, and let's just kick back and have a good combo. Y'all, so when I listen back to things that I record, whether it's a video, whether it's a podcast episode, like, I'm always just like, my voice is just like, all right, let's just go to sleep. Let me just put you to sleep or something. It's so just like, I laugh every time because I'm like, even when I feel like so energetic, it does not come across that way. It comes across like really like smooth and soulful and sensual. And I mean, granted, I guess that's, you know, better than sounding like, you know, I have a frog in my throat every morning. But anywho's, so to be quite honest with you, 2021 was all about Michelle. I knew coming into this year that I wanted to focus more on me, because I felt like I got so engulfed with my brands and Michelle Joe & Co. and just everything that I wanted that to be, that I wasn't quite sure where I was in all of it. Like, I just felt like I was getting really lost in the sauce. And I was just like, I don't like the way that I feel. I don't like the way that I feel mentally. I feel more burnt out than not. I struggled with imposter syndrome more than I wanted to. And I just wasn't happy. Like, if I was just being super honest and keeping it 100, like, I just really was not that happy. It was just like my life was becoming wanting to be an aesthetic. It's instead of embracing the messiness of life, because all mess is not bad mess. That's one thing I've learned. So this year was about pouring into me, consistently going to therapy, and honestly just living more life and discovering what that was, not putting a lot of pressure on myself, learning to flow a little bit more than just to-do list and planning and doing this and doing that, but really just finding moments and finding time and creating time and moments to really just enjoy life. Because I think that we can all agree as a collective. I feel you guys, you know, almost gonna put your hands up and be like, yes, girl, yes. But it's just like, you know, with everything that's gone on the past year or so with COVID and, you know, just the world in general, it's like a constant reminder that life is so fragile and we feel as though and think as though we have so much time, but in actuality, we really don't. Excuse me, y'all. Jesus. Now the hiccups and the burps want to come up. But we're not going to stop recording. You know, we're just going to, this is going to be a real authentic episode here. And I'm going to sip some water. So, yeah. So, that's what it was about for me. And so, I wrote down three things that really stood out to me from this year. And the first one was things take time. And I will be the first to say that the things that I wrote out honestly seem very cliche, But as I began to practice certain things in my life and embrace certain things in my life, the most cliche, simple things became some of my biggest lessons. And when it comes to knowing that things take time, you know, as I in my home, I have sticky notes and I have like the really big sticky notepads. And so in my room, from the beginning of this year, I wrote like my name in the middle of it. And then I just kind of sectioned everything off from business to personal to finances to relationships to self. And it's in my room. And so I find myself every day looking at this sticky note, this huge sticky note of how I wanted my life to look. And, you know, it's like when we write our vision for our life, for our year, you know, it's like we feel like it all has to happen within that time frame. And this year, I was reminded as I checked off things that had come to me this year, there were things that didn't. And I was just like, you know, just because it didn't come in the time frame of which I had prayed or, you know, whatever the case may be, there's a timing and an alignment that is bigger than me. And I have to allow room and space and time for things to come to me. Because we've all heard before, some things we're not prepared for yet. And I'm learning that if I didn't get the thing that I wanted, that maybe, just maybe, it was either something that I didn't need, or maybe it was something that I wasn't prepared for in that moment in time. So be encouraged in the sense of feeling like, oh, there are things that I've been praying for. There's been things that I've been trying to manifest. You know, it's like gratitude is the way to getting what we truly want and desire in life. And I remember I was listening to Abraham Hicks, because woo child, I had heard Abraham Hicks like snippets, like different places, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and I never knew who she was or anything. And so one day, finally, I heard a snippet and I was like, I want to know who this person is. I want to hear more from the snippet that I heard. And I was like, oh, first of all, I thought Abraham was a guy, and it's not. And then I had to make sure that I wasn't like a part of a cult, you know, because baby girl don't have time for that. But it was none of that. And she talks a lot about manifestation and alignment and, you know, different things. And so I came across, you know, her recordings on YouTube. And it was just crazy how simple it is to manifest the life that we truly desire. And even just reading The Alchemist, breaking down and really highlighting, like, hey, if we just simply stop complicating life, and for one, see life the way that we would want it to be, but also feeling it. Because I think that for me, and I can only speak for me because I'm the only one here, child, I was seeing it, I was visualizing it, but I wasn't feeling it. Like, I still had areas of doubt when I was praying for things or believing for certain things. It was like I only believed it if I instantly saw it or if there was something that came to confirm that thing. And it was just like, you know, when I was listening to Abraham, she was just like, not so much focusing on, yes, we visualize and, you know, we make vision boards and we write the plan down and our dreams down and things like that, but feeling it on a daily basis, feeling myself as if I am happy, feeling myself at peace, feeling myself as a successful woman in every area of my life, feeling myself being wealthy and being rich, like feeling it, you know, so that for one, it puts me in the state of appreciating and giving gratitude to the things that I already experience on whatever level that is for me. But also when those things come to me, still operating from a place of gratitude and knowing that I saw it, I felt it, and now I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, wow. So going back into things take time, but also knowing that to not complicate things, reminding myself not to complicate life, but to know that sometimes it's the most simplest things that will get me to where I'm wanting to go, that will give me that peace, that will give me that happiness, whatever the case may be. So that's my number one. And then I also wrote down that, you know, and this can be for myself or this can potentially be for you. I said, maybe this year has been more about making peace and letting go than focusing on what I've learned. And what I meant by that was sometimes we go through life looking for and only focusing on the lessons that we've learned and trying to see what we got out of, you know, our year or certain situations. And it's just like, maybe it's just about making peace with being okay and embracing the simple things in life. Being okay with understanding that I might not have all the answers that I need, but I'm here. You know, just I'm really coming to peace and coming to terms with not feeling like I have to have everything the exact way that I want to, you know? And that's been a really big thing for you, girl, okay? So I'm focusing more on just making peace and letting go of certain things and of certain habits and just my need for control. Like, your girl, like, I like to know how things are going to go. I like to know how things are going to flow. Like, I like to know the details. And it's just like, Shelly, sometimes you don't have all the details. Sometimes the picture is not always clear. But it's just like, sometimes you have to continue to walk and you have to continue to move closer to a thing to see it more clearly. That's a gem. Snatch it. So number two is I'm more out of control than in control. And that was my hardest lesson. Let me tell you something. I believe in God. I believe that, you know, there is a higher power. And for me, God is the higher power. I also believe in alignment. I believe in manifestation. I believe in meditation. Like, I believe in different things to get me closer. For one, more aligned with just myself, but just more aligned and one spiritually as well. And, you know, I used to think that, okay, if I do this over here, then it'll get me this result. I always felt like it was just me working. Excuse me. And for some reason, I've always known that it's not just Michelle's works. It's not just what Michelle can do, but it's also, you know, God adding his super on my natural. It's not just me. Like, I can't do everything on my own. I can't bring the life that I desire and the things that I desire into reality just on my own. And one thing that I've realized is that, you know, growing up, I was by myself a lot. I had to figure out a lot of things for myself. And I feel like in me being independent, in me feeling like I have to be my own superhero, I stopped having trust and believing in God in a certain way, like not like completely, but just believing that he's taking care of me. even though I'm fully capable and strong enough to do certain things, at the end of the day, he is the one that is looking out for me. He is the one that is making things happen for me. He's the one that's putting my name in rooms that I have yet to arrive to. He's the one that's keeping me sane when I feel like I just want to spiral out of control. Like, it's not just me. And I had to remind myself, like, girl, like, you cannot, yes, you are capable, and yes, you do a lot of things for yourself and on your own, and you know, it's been this way for a long time, but don't allow your independence to get in the way of you ultimately evolving or you growing, because you feel like life is only going to go as far as I can make it go for me. It's like, no, like, I have to give room and have trust in God that He hears my heart. He hears my desires. And I have to step aside sometimes. I can't trust me so much that I trust absolutely no one. And I mean, at the end of the day, like, this is God we're talking about. And it's like, who am I to have so much trust in myself just because I've been able to make things happen for myself, that I don't trust the one that truly makes it happen for me? So continuing to remind myself and praying daily, because, you know, honestly, like, I pray, but I had to remember, like, wow, like, prayer hasn't been as present in my life as it once was. So introducing prayer back into my everyday life and reminding myself to create prayer requests and take it to God, and having Him at the forefront of my life and, you know, my business and different things that I want to do, and, you know, is important. So in this, it's just like, sometimes it's just as simple as praying about it. It's as simple as adding and asking those that we know will be in agreement with us to add, you know, their faith with us. Like, I'm looking at Mike Todd's, you know, Transformation Church, Crazier Faith, and it's so simple, but it's a great reminder. I know for me, like, to walk by faith and not by sight. I tell myself that every day nowadays, like, baby girl, walk by faith and not by sight. Know that, you know, the steps that I'm taking is going to get me closer, and my steps are ordained by God, and to know that He will never leave me or forsake me. So therefore, take the step, take the risk, do the thing that's in your heart to do, that you desire to do. Because at the end of the day, if it's in my heart, if it's on my mind, then I'm going to trust and believe that God put that there. So that's number two. Number three, because I only wrote three, it is, life is working for me, seen and unseen. And in this, losing the desire and need for instant gratification. Let me tell you something. I didn't want to admit, potentially, that I was looking for instant gratification, that the praises didn't mean so much to me. I thought it didn't, but when I really, like, stripped down, you know, where I was in life and how I was feeling about certain things, it was just like, babe, you're not patient enough to see a thing through. You're putting in a little work, but are you putting in consistent work? And then sitting back and wondering why this is not happening for me. The need for instant gratification honestly had me with rose-colored glasses on. Because at the end of the day, it was just like, I was showing up, but was I showing up consistently? Was I showing up my most authentic self? You know, was I showing up not giving a crap about who liked it, who didn't, but doing it again because it's in my heart to do. Doing it again and developing discipline, developing consistency. Like, I promise, I was so focused on just seeing the end result and seeing the end goal that I really didn't stop to think that while I'm on this journey of becoming an expert self-love coach, becoming a best-selling author, becoming one of the greatest, directors and facilitators for an online community that's catered to women of color, that inspire them and encourage them to pick up the pieces of life when everything seems to be broken, that teaches women to level up after heartbreak and divorce because we never get bitter. We always get better, no matter how many times our heart is broken or we feel defeated. It's like knowing that I feel this way and I feel as though this is my purpose, but missing the simple fact that there are things along the way that are going to help me, that are going to usher me into my purpose even more. Because the more that I grow, the more that I evolve, the more that I listen and posture myself to hear and to receive, the more my purpose grows. Because for some reason, I kept thinking that my purpose was one-dimensional. And, God really has been revealing to me that love, your purpose is multifaceted. Your purpose is multi-layered. It's not just a one lane type of thing. There are many lanes to my purpose. And I just got so tunnel visioned that I didn't stop to look and see what was around me. What was life saying to me? What was the experiences and the things and the people that, I came to know and embrace, or even just things about myself? What was that really trying to say to me? Like, we miss so much because we get so focused on what we have in our minds. And it's just like, I'm coming to learn that, yes, I have a vision, but at the end of the day, there's so much more to my vision that I probably couldn't even fathom or think of. Like, the things that I think about these days and things that I write down for what I want 2022 to be and beyond, like, I'm just like, wow, like, I never thought, like, it would go in this direction. I never thought that I would feel this way towards this thing because I was only seeing it one way. And so I've been asking and praying as late as today, I'll be honest, like, God, expand my vision. Give me the eyes to see way past what it is that I can only see and touch. Give me the eyes to see beyond what I believe my vision will be for my life, for my business, for love, for my future. Like, expand my vision and allow me to see it. So 2021, as I wrote down here, is honestly, it's been more life my way. And sit with yourself to ask yourself, what has this year brought me? How have I evolved as an individual? What do I want to feel for the rest of the year? How do I want to, and how can I finish this year strong? And honestly, sometimes it just starts with us. I'm doing this thing for my life that I'm going to turn into a challenge, a free challenge, where I just wanted to do something for Michelle. When you get your heart broken, as I have lately, when you go through heartbreak, we often reflect in this space of, how can I show up in my next relationship better? How can I be better for the next person? And something was like, we don't want to have the mindset of what's next for someone else. But how do I just want to feel as an individual? How do I, and what do I need to do to better anchor myself for myself? Because at the end of the day, when I pour into myself, when I'm working on me and really going deep with myself, my evolution, my happiness, my peace, my love, all the great things that I'm going to feel, everything else around me is going to be affected by that. The vibrant attitude that I have, the calmness that I have, the love that I have for self. When I get into another relationship or when I begin to date, people are going to feel that. They're going to feel that energy, you know? And it's like, I was just like, I just want to do this for me. I just want to fill me up for me and know that everything else will also be poured into. And so I encourage you to do something for you. Change your habits for you. Implement new routines for you. Get a vision for your life just for yourself and for how you want to feel on a daily basis. Just for you. And know that in the process, everything else will come together. Leave room to be flexible for things to change. To know that even though you're working on yourself and even though you're going to have great days, amazing days, there are also going to be times when you're not going to feel your best, when you're all you're going to do is just be fighting to smile that day. And also know that there's going to be some times when you're going to have to say, not today, I'll start over tomorrow. Like, it's a balance to it. For some reason, I forgot that just because I'm working on myself, just because I'm learning certain things and, you know, love and dating has been better for me, that there's going to be some down moments. There's going to be some not go so good moments, but not to allow them to consume me, to be proud of myself for continuing to persevere, to continue to communicate clearly and effectively, to not get so offended with things and with people, but to keep going. That, yeah, it's a bad day. Yeah, I feel like I want to cry, and I'm going to go cry, but I'm going to wipe my tears, and I'm going to stand on my own 2 feet, and I'm going to keep showing up for myself. I'm not going to allow anxiety, depression, heartbreak, sadness to just completely ruin my day. To know that, yes, I might feel crappy, and I might feel sucky, for whatever reason, I might not feel like working. I might not be able to show up for the people that are closest to me. But to know that sometimes, even on my bad days or my down days, I'm still going to continue to push through and show up. And that looks differently every single time and every single day. Sometimes showing up is just simply making up the bed and getting out of the bed. Sometimes showing up is going outside, taking a walk, taking a ride, going to the grocery store and doing everything that I need and cooking me a hearty, healthy meal. Sometimes showing up is putting on my headphones and dancing around my apartment. Sometimes showing up is just simply saying to those that you're close to and that you love, no, I'm not okay today. So can you please pray for me? It's nothing extreme, but I just don't feel like 100 right now. Like, think about that for yourself. When I tell you that I found so much liberation in just simply being honest with how I feel with people and not just hiding it and saying, oh, I'm okay, or, oh, it's all good. No, I don't feel good today. Something's off with me today and I haven't quite figured it out. But I want you to know, because I know I don't have to go through this alone and by myself. So I encourage you to push yourself. I encourage you to be gentle with yourself, but to really evaluate and examine, how can I finish this year strong? It's not too late. It's not too late, love. You can start today, you can start tomorrow, but the most important thing is just starting. So, as I wrap up today's episode, I want to say thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening, for sharing, for subscribing, leaving a comment. I genuinely appreciate all the love that you all give to me, and I don't take it for granted. I'm so thankful to hear your feedback when you text me, when you message me, when you leave comments. Like, it makes my heart smile so much and it keeps me going. And I'm so thankful that, you know, I'm in a position where I can share and where the things that are put on my heart to share are things that maybe you need to hear at that time, that day. So I thank you guys so much, and thank you for being here with me. Thank you for rocking with me. And I'm so excited for what the rest of this year will bring. And I'm so excited for what we will do in 2022. I said we because we're a community. And I just thank you. So from the bottom to the top of my heart, I am truly grateful, and I'm wishing you all an amazing holiday season. I'm wishing you all good health and wealth in each and every area of your life, and expect amazing things to happen in your life, and know that life is always working for us. It's never working against us, and that we deserve everything that we desire. So, you know where to find me. You can find me, Intentional Shelly, on IG and on TikTok. You can also visit my website, michellejoe.com. I'm also partnered with Mika Joy, an amazing individual. We have a page on IG called Sip and Serve, and we've been going live every Monday, well, every other Monday, and just having good conversations for the soul, from relationships to self, to motherhood, to womanhood, all that good stuff. So shout out to Mika Joy and everything that we are brewing and creating at Sip and Serve. Join us one Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next Sip and Serve Live will be December 13th. At 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, check me out at michellejoe.com. And until next time, my loves.